Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the Red Sox's Alex Cora prepares for his first spring training as the team's manager, he's also planning to do more for his native hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Cora and several members of the team traveled there Tuesday and brought help to Cora's hometown. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the trip highlights a new era for the Red Sox, who, for the first time, have a person of color leading the team.
Alex Cora steps off a bus to a throng of people in the city of Caguas. Many have known him since he was a rookie on the local baseball team. And now he's manager of the Boston Red Sox, a team he helped win the World Series as a player in 2007.
This is a hero's welcome.
I don't know if you call it heroes. We're just happy here to help. Can't wait to roll our sleeves and start helping people out.
At 42 years old, Cora is set to start his first season as manager. Before taking the job, he requested the front office support an aid mission to the island. And this week, Cora arrived with team members and executives with nearly 10 tons of supplies and $200,000 to help Caguas fix its electric grid. Kids from a local league line up on a baseball field to receive gear, a mitt from pitcher Chris Sale, a batting glove from Rick Porcello, a Sox cap from Puerto Rican catcher Christian Vasquez. A local mother passes the players her newborn baby. Vasquez cracks a big smile. One of the people who came to greet the Red Sox is the owner of Los Criollos de Caguas, the Puerto Rican baseball team Cora played for and coached. Raul Rodriguez says with everything the people of Caguas have been through, the arrival of a hometown hero is like an oasis.
100% of this population sector, 100% is without electricity. It's been more than 4 months. And you can see that the people, even though it's tough for them, but then things like this is what it helps them. So, that's what Alex has been trying to do since he came to Puerto Rico.
On the way to the island, Cora said it's important to have a team that supports his work in Puerto Rico and that he will continue to help.
We're blessed that we live this lifestyle, so you can always find time to give back. I guarantee you, if you ask any big leaguer, are they willing to help? The answer is an overwhelming yes.
Cora says the goodwill on the part of the Red Sox goes beyond helping Puerto Rico. Nearly a third of Major League players are Latino. He says baseball organizations are starting to catch up with the changing demographics by hiring more Spanish-speaking staff. And Cora says they need to if they want the best players.
There's a lot of guys, a lot of talented players that didn't make it to the big leagues because of the language barrier. They weren't able to adjust to the lifestyle. And now organizations are doing a better job hiring Latino or bilingual coaches.
Going to Puerto Rico also helps non-Latino players on the Red Sox. Rick Porcello says the trip is about connecting with his new coach.
It's really cool for me being, a player on his ball club to be able to see where he grew up and the background that he came from and to be able to help out the people of his hometown. And, it's definitely not going to be enough, but any little bit's going to help.
Red Sox officials say the arrival of Cora holds big promise for the team, and not just for his baseball prowess. Red Sox president and CEO Sam Kennedy.
The ability to speak multiple languages in a professional sports environment, when you have a lot of our players throughout the big leagues, but also players in our minor league system, international players who we might be trying to sign, who speak Spanish, it's a huge advantage for us.
Now it'll be up to Cora to take the Red Sox a step further, less for history's sake than for wins on the ball field. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.